After the U.S. presidential primary season winds down, both parties will turn their attention to the general election in November, when a Democratic candidate will face President Bush, a Republican. The parties hope to attract new voters from the ranks of immigrants. California, with 35 million people, is the most populous U.S. state. It is one-third Hispanic and more than 10% Asian American. Combined with other minority groups, they form a majority. One quarter of Californians are first-generation immigrants, and many become naturalized U.S. citizens. After meeting residence requirements, they go through an interview, answering questions about U.S. government and history, then take part in a naturalization ceremony.
And that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America.
At a recent ceremony at the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds, 3,000 immigrants were sworn in as citizens.
Congratulations.
Newly naturalized citizen Mona Boutros comes from Egypt and has been in the United States for 7 years. Ms. Boutros asked for a voter registration form at the ceremony, but said she hadn't yet decided which party or candidates to support.
Almost, but now, you know, it's like I'm just reviewing all the issues that's going around, and I don't want to make the decision until I'm fully, completely convinced that this is what I want to register for, to vote for.
Outside, political parties work to recruit new voters.
Welcome to register with the Republican Party.
A Chinese-American man, speaking English and Mandarin, urges people to register Republican. Volunteers explain that Republicans believe in keeping taxes low and government small and efficient. Nearby, a Spanish-speaking volunteer helps those who want to register as Democrats. New voters can register with a party affiliation or declare themselves independent voters. Whatever they choose, they are free to vote for any candidate or party in the general election. Some, like Mona Boutros, are weighing the issues, the economy, taxes, and terrorism, for example. Mexican-born Manuel Irigoyen has already decided. He is registering as a Democrat.
Because I went to vote against Bush. Yes, no more wars.
Blanca Figueroa, the mayor of the small industrial city of South El Monte in eastern Los Angeles County, is a Democrat but holds a nonpartisan office. A Mexican-American, she was born and raised in this town of 20,000, whose population is mostly Hispanic, with minorities of Chinese and Vietnamese Americans. She says the concerns of her residents are mostly economic.
We have a lot of jobs that are leaving California, going to Canada, to Mexico, and we need those jobs. We need those tax dollars. I need that for my social services in my city. I need that to pull our sheriff's department and to get protection we need in our city.
Local businessman John Lawrence manufactures equipment that makes tortillas, pita, and other types of flatbread for the ethnic market and for export. He employs more than 200 workers. He says politicians sometimes visit his plant and they get an earful.
They do come by. They don't, you know, we're vocal. And I'd like them to do something about immigration.
Mr. Lawrence draws on a labor pool of immigrants, and nearly all of his employees are Hispanic. He would like to see provisions for illegal immigrants who work in the United States to have access to citizenship. He says the temporary worker plan that President Bush is proposing does not go far enough, and he doesn't think the Democrats are addressing the issue either. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democratic council member in Los Angeles and former Speaker of the California Assembly, says the concerns of immigrants are setting the agenda in cities like Los Angeles. He says both parties are wise to target potential ethnic voters, particularly Hispanics.
We're the fastest growing demographic group in the nation. We're also that group that's very much moving toward citizenship and voting.
He says the Hispanic vote is important in battleground states like Florida, which swung the election in favor of President Bush 4 years ago. California Secretary of State Kevin Shelley, the state's chief election official, says participation rates in elections are declining. About half of the voting age population in the United States typically does not vote in a presidential election.
And so I think it's a challenge for not only myself as California's chief election officer, but for all Secretary of States throughout the country to redouble our efforts to get people excited about the process. Whether it be to improve technology, to make, provide reasons, get people registered, it's just of crucial importance.
The major political parties are trying to get that message out. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.